All right, let's check in again with my man, Bobby, and he's got a special guest. What's going on, Bobby?
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy, and good morning, everyone. So we're talking about keeping tobacco out of the hands of our youth. A new report finds that big tobacco companies are pushing those products deliberately at black youth, and it's a campaign that's been going on for over 60 years. So I'm here with Portia Reddick-White. She's with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Portia, talk about this report, and what's the call to action?
So first of all, the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids has been around for over 20 years, and you know we're fighting to protect children and save lives from the number one cause of preventable death, which is tobacco use.
Mm-hmm.
And our report details how for more than 60 years the tobacco industry has targeted the black community, especially our kids, with marketing for menthol cigarettes and other tobacco products. So our call to action is to make sure that the FDA, the administration, the Food and Drug Administration, actually uses its authority to ban menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products. And, you know, we focus on this menthol because menthol numbs the throat, masks the harshness of cigarette smoking, which makes it easier for kids to try cigarettes,
right,
eventually get hooked. And menthol makes cigarettes more addictive and hard to quit. And that's something that our community, the African-American, the black community, has been targeted to use. And so we, you know, the tobacco industry is advertised heavily in black magazines. They sponsor community and music events. So they're doing their part with marketing, and it's been successful. And we're calling for the community to band with us.
Okay, so for those who want more information about this report and, of course, about the campaign, where can they go?
They can go to Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, tobaccofreekids.org, and get more information on the report and join us as we do this campaign for the culture.
Fantastic. Portia, I want to thank you very much for sharing this valuable information with our listeners. Great job.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That's Portia Reddick-White with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Now, if you would like more information about this report and, of course, about the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, you can just go to our website at whur.com for more details. Right now, let's take a look at traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?